get not of an iron content molecule substance. So we have to look at it, not that the theory is incorrect, it is what they're doing. I don't say that estrogen is not going to contribute to the problem, but I'm looking what the estrogen is composed of, and I'm looking at the timing to be more specific as to why the estrogen is not doing the job, and where the trauma begins to cause the estrogen to shut down. See, so when a person tells me that they don't get estrogen moving through, fine. It's not that they're deficient. It's going too fast or slow, but there got to be a trauma to cause this condition. In the first place, if it was deficient, it will make you.
Well, the trauma is hormonal.
Yeah. And what is hormones?
Imbalance.
Well, not imbalance. I mean, what is estrogen? Estrogen is hormonal.
Well, so what is harmony?
Balance.
Uh-huh. Then what does it come from? Sonics or optics? Sonics. So the estrogen, which is a metal core of iron, its resonance value is off its sonics, neuralization breath. When you strike a bad note, what happens? You ever hear about a dusty mechanism?
Off-time
note?
Throws off everything.
Well, that's what you got. Caruso discovered that with his voice. A lot of sonar equipment discovers this. And what we're talking, resonance, out the focus, the timing.
How do you arrive at the balance? Or
the balance, again, is the timing. And if you go, you'll find that the person is not breathing accurately. That's why you want to breathe correctly from the time you wake up, to set the whole internal hormonal balance. And that's what we're setting up here. And by lining up the 12 basic minerals, you'll see a strange phenomenon why you have to breathe correctly when you wake up, to check the input-output in each organ within the time frame. So you get the internal resonance maintaining itself.
And so you're saying, really, the balancing of the hormonal through the breathing process, through the beginning stage of the month, in the morning, sets the hormonal, and that is diet excluded, everything excluded. This is the important thing to deter osteoporosis.
This is what you're saying, because you couldn't have a body when they cut your cord, so they didn't put no food in your mouth, they give you what through your nose.
Now, I'm thinking of people who...
No, people is only an extension of our misapplied decisions over the centuries or years in the body pattern. I don't know of a person being more than... Sooner or later we will find out all these so-called dilemmas come back from incorrect breathing and go back to the trauma that threw it off. And it's very easy to track it down now. This has become so easy. It looks so comical. But it's too cheap. That's the only problem. The point is... The breath got thrown off in a trauma. The whole mechanism gets off its cycle. And therefore, one of the elements are going to go too fast or too slow, and the result is going to be there. Now, you can either lose or control in the equilibrium of the bone or the muscle, and it's out of place. You have to push it back. You can keep pushing it back. You can keep reinforcing the food. But if you don't correct the breath, you'll knock it all out again. So in the end, what do we come back to?
Breath,
we still come back to the breath.
The first thing is always the last.
When a baby is born, does the trauma start when they cut the cord? Or
no, the trauma of the baby begins.
Number one.
In the father by himself, and in the mother by herself, when you're producing the egg. If he says, this won't be rough, I don't want to get married till I got enough money. But she looks too beautiful, and I'm scared some other joker's going to get her. And she says, I don't want to get married until I got enough money and education to be me. But if I don't go along with him, I may lose him, and some other gal will get him. So the pressure of attraction triggers a reaction. And so we see where the trauma is. The ovum is going to be what? Uptight. From the precipitated retention of the fears of losing the one they think they got a relationship. And that's where from now. The biblical writings did write it that way. They said it in agricultural language. I visit the parents onto the third and fourth generation. But what are the sins of the parents? I said there are no sins, there are only misapplied decisions. Experience. If I don't marry him, I'm gonna lose him. Some guy will get it. If I don't marry her, some guy. And these are happening long before they ever decide to get married. So what is happening inside their chemistry? It's getting locking down to a lot of saliva absorption. You call me a son of a bitch, you think I get sick? You get sick first. You know what? You got to swallow your saliva for saying it. Your saliva's got the enzyme, it's got the sonic, so say those very words, and whose colon is going to get eaten up with the cancer first? I may hear it after. I don't give a damn after I hear it. That's only your impression. Well, you got to swallow your saliva, that'll turn on that. Be my guest. Enjoy your saliva. You trigger it. That's why I said, call no man.
Why does the person...
You're supposed to.
You're supposed to spit that.
Right. Well, what about the other... What about the other person that feels hurt?
No, they're only hurt because they're concerned with who they are, not what they are. If they are concerned with what they are, then they are not hurt. Years ago, yes, I'd be hurt because I was concerned with who I was. When I discovered what I wasn't hurt. You know what I said? Then they said it to me. Thanks, be my guest. One person called me on the phone and talked to a friend of mine on the phone. And he said, tell this gentleman how I wish him the best in everything and wonder. And said, Daniel, do you have any message to give this wonderful person on the other end of the phone? I said, please tell him, vice versa.
Vice
versa.
Yeah.
That's all I said. Please tell him vice versa.
You didn't know what he said.
So he said, Adano says to tell you vice versa. And the telephone is silent for 3-4 minutes and on come, oh my God, what am I going to get? My own wishes back on my head. And so we laugh. Vice versa means in reverse to you.
Reverse to you.
So don't be threatened because you know what you are. If you don't know what you are, then you're going to be threatened. All right, we're lining up with the colors of the spectrum in the organs. And we said red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, purple, violet, white.
Excuse me. What did you say sense were?
Misapplied?
Decision. What are we now again? Souls. Instead of who, what?
We are what, not who.
That's what I said. What are we?
We are Hare.
Hare?
And we are the children of Mr. and Mrs. Hare.
Hot.
Mr. Hare's name is Fat. And Mrs. Hare's name is Mutt. And their children is called Bay. So Baby Bay Hare is me and you. And Big Daddy is Fat Hair. And Big Mama is Mott Hair. So you call them Father Mother. Say Fat Hair. You say Fat Hair. Or you spell Father.
A-T-H-E-R.
We can really appreciate our language now, can't we? It's deeper than we thought.
The Donald talks about it, he calls it the fixed rigidity of words. Fixed rigidity of words.
All right. The first element we're going to deal with, as I said, we have 12 elements, and in the red, we find manganese and potassium. I say man of his pot. Man of the body. Get it ready to be in the bathroom. It's funny how nature set up these minerals in the spectrum.
That's the red and
yeah. Well, the red from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. In the red spectrum. Also, there is a gas in that same spectrum. That gas is hydrogen.
In the red is
the basic minerals is manganese and potassium. And if you don't get potassium in the morning, you don't get all the movement, then you're going to be manganese.
You're saying these are the best times to receive.
No, these are assigned by nature.
Oh.
We're going to tell you what to do. And first, you've got to find out where they're assigned by nature, what nature is doing it, why nature has it there in the spectrum. You're going to see how solar nutrition is far more scientific than you think it is. Because minerals are assigned by nature to a certain spectrum for certain functions of the mechanism. And we only can synchronize with nature, we can't make nature. So let's not go kill ourselves. It was here before us. In the red spectrum, we find manganese or potassium. In the orange spectrum, we find calcium and silicon. That's in the orange spectrum. We find calcium and silicon. Finding it there means they are assigned there by nature. You didn't get one of those?
Well, I did, but it's a blank copy.
So I guess you're the fortunate to make up to keep that copy. In memory of me.
I wasn't
in memory of me.
Actually,
if you spell memory, it's more of me. And more of a ventricle.
So, it's from
calcium and silicon is in the orange spectrum. In the yellow, we have iron, carbon, phosphorus, sulfur, magnesium, carbon. Oh no, carbon, you have carbon. Iron, carbon, phosphorus, sulfur, magnesium.
That's sodium?
Yeah.
Sodium?
Sodium, that's right, sodium. And in the green, you have iron again. This is a strange phenomenon. Iron, carbon, phosphorus, sulfur, magnesium, sodium, fluorine, chlorine.
Where's the periodic symbol for fluorine?
And nitrogen.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The periodic symbol for fluorine is that.
But you want to identify so you don't forget it, because it's easier to forget to find the symbol. Now you'll notice this one repeats itself, but it got three more, two minerals and a gas in the green. In the blue, we have oxygen as a gas, and we have fluorine of the mineral. And then the indigo purple, we have again manganese, and in the violet, we have potassium.
And in the white, there is none. There's no basic mineral in the human body in the white range. There's only trace minerals there. So, in the indigo, we have manganese. In the violet, we have potassium.
And in the blue?
In the blue, we have oxygen and fluorine. The doctor who years ago identified the colors in the spectrum was persecuted in this country for developing the first principles of color therapy and chromatic scale light.
Who was that?
Until he was a doctor from Persia. He developed the, you know that big equipment I got in my room, that wooden box for a light detecting machine? Now he was the first developer of that. He had a long Indian name, but he was the first Indian to be accepted as a research scientist in this country back in the turn of the century.
Why are there no minerals in the white?
White's not a color.
The lungs take in air. And therefore, the basic element there is none there because it will react to the oxygen. But there are trace minerals there so that the oxygen would cause it to constrict and dilate on time. So when you're in the womb, you don't breathe through your nostril. No oxygen is in the liquid, but the mother's connection to you through the umbilical cord is passing through the mouth, not through the nostril. The valves are there, they're locked. Till the cord is cut, and you're going to have your own baby and cut the cord, then it will have to breathe through the nostril. There are laws underlying that for definite reasons. At the moment, we may not seem to understand it. In the spectrum, our own body can get by with alcohol, but it can't get by when you clog up the nostrils with smoking and the lungs with nicotine. There is no lung transplant. There is heart transplant. And many other organ transplants, though you come to the lungs, there are filters. You may be able to operate with one lung, but after that it's gone. Ain't too much guarantee for the body. So you don't want to go up to the lungs.
Probably one of the most important organs.
And so nature doesn't have any basic element working in the lungs. But she does have a trace element. And the only other function the lungs have outside of filtering air is resonance. Therefore, you can trigger a dying person through the nostril in acupuncture by sending sonic resonance through their nostril and waking them up. That's another form of acupuncture.
Actual sound?
Songs, yeah.
Not just breath. Mm-hmm.
You send some waves up in the air to trigger. But that's right now with it. And too many doctors know about that. Man is sung big. So you put the equipment up and oscillate the pituitary, the sung waves.
Okay. The 12 basic minerals are set up.
The gases are set up. Hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen.
And the only other gas is a waste gas, it's called carbon dioxide. So they make the 16 basic functions of your so-called chemical body as the basic primary movement of the body in terms of electricity. Now your body has 144 elements. 36 are the radicals, and 108 are the normals. And your early man, in order to remind himself that he don't lose his immunity, he built an object called rosary with 108 little seeds, and he's constantly twirling it, and he's saying, prayer unceasingly, keep me from the devil. And the devil is in 36 radicals sitting at the openings, trying to get in. So you draw all kind of geometry to represent the devils. And so you only discover the radicals when they invade, not before. So it's taking us a long time to identify the other 36 radicals because of the 144. But whenever they show up, they're there. Well, here's a strange phenomenon. You keep thinking long enough under a microscope about a situation involving the elements and the possible breakdown of the element. Whatever you suspect it could be that will cause the breakdown, sooner or later starts to appear under the microscope, and the radical is observed for a brief moment. That's one of the strangest phenomena of physics. Every physicist knows that. Not too long ago, I was speaking to a friend of mine. He says, that really freaks me out. Every time I think of something that is detrimental to the mechanism, and I keep working and working, and sooner or later, if I'm about to say it doesn't exist, it appears. I could photograph it, and I could show somebody that I don't have enough retentive evidence to validate it. God. But the evidence of what it looks like, it's not hypnosis, because the photography is ignorant, and it's there, and that's one of the functions of a radical in chemistry. We identified the minerals, and we identified the gas. The gases have certain functions, as much as the primal elements have certain functions. Hydrogen is a gas that you gotta have. The only thing it does in your body, and it sounds very strange, it will not do anything more than trigger craving.
Trigger what?
Craving. And what you call craving is magnetic attraction. In psychology, they call it desire.
Karma?
Desire. You have a craving for something, and if you really want to check your chemistry and your gas, you'll see the hydrogen is putting a reaction in the body for that craving, either to attract or to go.
This could be attracted person as well, not just something.
Very true. So, we refer to hydrogen as a gas capable of generating desire in the human mechanism in terms of their health, and in terms of electromagnetic field, attracting or repelling. The manganese is found in the red. And the potassium is found in the red. And they're ideal in the morning for helping you to have proper bowel movement. So any type of laxative that you find that you have to take, you can quicker bypass the laxative and go to a food high in what? Manganese and potassium to do the normal functioning of cleaning the colon. A food that is very high in potassium and high in fiber is prunes. A nut that is very high in potassium is the black walnut.
So if you ever get constipated and you don't have access to a colon machine, instead of overloading your tummy with laxatives, I suggest you eat some prunes and black walnuts and get the junk out.
You said both are high in potassium?
Yeah.
Not manganese, but just potassium.
Now, in the morning, you must set the hydrochloric acid in your stomach. Do you see where hydrogen is assigned? To the morning, to the stomach, to the red?
Yeah, sure do.
Now, the organ didn't make itself. And the spectrum didn't make itself. And the scientists didn't recognize that the gas would match until they began to work with it in the spectroscope. That hydrogen fell under the red spectrum. And yet, your stomach must have hydrogen and chlorine in order to break down food known as hydrochloric acid.
Does chlorine fall in chlorine?
No. Chlorine is located in another area. Chlorine is in the green. That's where it's assigned to. Or it's directly opposite. It's an opposite
kidney.
Stomach is opposite to where?
The kidney?
Pericardium, right? Stomach is opposite to the pericardium. So the large intestine is in the red. Right?
Yes.
Good. Now look across the large intestine, what we got? Kidney. Part of the kidney is in where? The green, right?
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is in the blue. Keep track, because you're going to find a strange phenomenon that nature set up a long time ago that the body is doing. And you're never going to find any heart transplant die from heart attack. They're all going to die from dialysis machine not working in the kidney. I don't care which one.
It's always the other organs that fail.
When you fly a plane, the thing that fails you is the thing that you were expecting.
No, and it's rarely the thing that fails that kills
you. Well, I know that. So if that the only one is working out there, the same laws are working inside here. Today we're looking more at what is happening instead of who is happening. The red zone in the stomach having hydrogen and chlorine as a means of breaking down protein, they're assigned in a strange way to work. So what goes weak when you don't have a good digestive fluid in your stomach to break down the protein? Which of the two goes weak? The hydrogen or the chlorine? In the hydrochloric acid.
The hydrogen.
Which one, which element is he say is the one that goes weak?
One is a gas, one is an element. Which one goes weak?
The gas, yeah.
No.
This one is right. The gas can't go weak. The hydrogen doesn't go weak. The chlorine goes weak. Therefore, it doesn't do the job of breaking down the protein. So we know that if we don't eat sufficient chlorine foods, we're going to get weaker and weaker. But the digestive actions, the can't eat hydrogen, but yet you're eating hydrogen in the form of what? Water. H2O. How much hydrogen you're getting in there? So you're really, your whole body is 80% liquid. So you're not really suffering from hydrogen, you're suffering from what? The chlorine. If you were to offer somebody some onions on top of their chicken versus some squash over the chicken, which would you pick first?
Onion.
That's because they want to stay healthy. If they don't want to stay healthy, they'll choose the what? The squash and the chicken. The chlorine is in the onion, it's not in the squash.
And we're not like onions.
Your chlorine has, your onions are more full of chlorine than the squash. So nature is showing you something that you have to understand about yourself, and by setting it up, you'll see what we're doing. The spleen is in the orange. Calcium and silicon is in that range. Now, if you have a broken bone, what do you need to build it back?
Calcium.
Only?
No.
Magnesium?
No.
You said iron.
No.
Magnesium?
No.
Phosphorus.
Keep going, John.
No.
Silicon.
What?
Silicon?
Why?
You have to have something to bind the calcium together.
Good, that's the first genuine answer I've heard so far. Calcium only bonds if there's silicon and separates if there's too much iron. So porosity of the bone is what? The
lack of silicon.
Not arriving on time, not the iron overloading
too much.
The calcium to become porous or reactive to its impact.
Improper balance of the three.
Mm-hmm. And so the timing again is off. Now if you put the food in that is growing within that light cycle, nature would wait for you to come along to identify what you're missing, let alone to wait for you to know what to do. It would be pretty chaotic. Nature already grew the food containing the calcium and the silicon so that you can put it in at the right time cycle and not have the problem. Now, in the morning, on a tree, not in an animal, where would you find calcium that is ideal for the body?
Cashew.
Yes, that's high in potency. And what other?
Cashew.
Cashew. And then you find silicon. Where would you get a good source of silicon?
Apple.
The skin of the apple, not the apple itself. But I'm talking about food that you can eat now that skin and everything has got a high percentage of silicon. No.
Chocolate.
No.
You would like it to be. You would like it to be.
No. I thought you meant carrot.
Cashew for what?
No, see, that
cashew's
was
got the calcium. Silicon. Something that has silicon in the whole thing.
Most of it is high in silicon.
Mangoes?
Some, but not as much.
Olives. You said for breakfast?
Olives, yes, but there's not even better than olives.
There's one olive.
Olive, yes, but there's a fruit that's even better than that.
Avocado?
The fruit that has silicon in the
very
peel and in the meat.
Apricots. Apricots.
It has silicon, yes.
Dates?
It has silicon, yes.
Spence is killing us. Raisins.
No, that's
bears.
Bears.
Yes.
He went to his list and running it down his list.
Apple skin. Pears would be great.
I never noticed. If you look at the organ patterns, it looks just like the. It looks like a pear, right?
It's got all the sodium in it. I think it's sodium.
Your pears and Mr. Casey made an issue when he was alive that they developed a certain type of pear, so high in silicon. And it's firm, it never gets soft. You can actually bite into it like an apple.
Skin and then.
You ever seen that pear?
Yes.
So it turns yellow, very firm and kind of gritty inside, and you bite into it.
Oh, those are good cars.
That pear is the one that is very, very high in silicon.
So it makes a big fruit?
That's right, it makes a big fruit. And Mr. Casey, when he was alive, was one of the major instigators of letting it to grow. In his own backyard where I went to his house, he had several of the trees growing. And the doctor who went to Arizona, who was researching with him, that was one of the fruits that they made. Most people take from that area and grow them in the beer.
You can't buy them either.
No, it's very hard. Yeah, because my assistant, her parents grow it and they usually send it to her for Christmas.
Back to that osteoporosis, though, can we women with to ward off, and also those who happen to already have osteoporosis, which is in my family, can we, along with balancing our lung process, our breathing, nutritionally through our mouth, increase the amount of calcium, silicon ratio by eating the apple skins, the pears, the cashews and almonds?
Yes, but there's one thing else more you have to know.
Okay.
The bone marrow of calcium, which a bone is made of, that bone marrow, you're not going to find it in calcium. No amount of milk is going to give you bone marrow. Bone marrow is made from the fat of the cream.
And we take the cream.
So you take the cream and make butter. So you buy old, good old-fashioned unsalted butter and you melt it down at 180 degrees and you skim off all the white cholesterol and you use only the yellow cholesterol to rebuild the bone marrow in the calcium that is becoming porosic. So when I had
the skim off that top foam, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, I had a lot of patients with children, bones were eaten away erratic. And the parents came to me at the last minute, and they were told that they were going to lose their bone, and there was no way. Put them on a special diet to build the bone back and the bone marrow. I know one young man, he's just graduated from college, and he's a living example of the technique that we use. And I first met him when he was 12 years of age. What we gave him was feta cheese from goat, dolomite, a pickle, or a good old fashioned cucumber, because you got lots of silicone. Gave him the clarified butter and spinach to be eaten in the afternoon.
Spinach was later.
Yeah. And in the morning, to eat the pear with the almonds and cashews.
Okay, all these other things were in the afternoon with the spinach.
Yeah. But the one in the morning, he was to eat pear, cashew, almond.
In that order?
It's good with absorption of calcium.
If you cook it, you got a problem. You're supposed to eat it raw.
Raw.
And in the afternoon, not in the morning, not at night.
Wait, what?
She's talking of spinach.
If you
cook it, you'll have a problem.
Yeah, it has to be raw.
It has to be raw. Don't eat it in the morning, don't eat it at night.
This would not only be for osteoporosis, this would also be for anybody, say a person, a young person who's athletic, has broken a bone.
Yes.
It would be for rapid healing of the bone, wouldn't
yes.
it?
Yes. That's what I do in my life. I'm walking with it.
Got some strawberries.
See, if I didn't break my bones,
strawberry tofu.
I wouldn't be talking to you and I wouldn't be walking. I was already giving up at the end of it, not to walk. But I refuse to be an invalid.
Why do you see you would be a reincarnation in the Ethiopian mother?
When I fell off the building and died, I saw it, that the laws of nature were open to me. A womb, very pregnant mother, with a baby waiting body. That man's body showed no sign of decomposition when he died. Yes. It was his intercession that I was given the opportunity to either pick up my broken body or go on to fulfill the reincarnation waiting. The reincarnation waiting was simple this. I'll be born in the Ethiopian body. My father is a businessman. I sent to America to study business, to come back and run his business. I would have no memory of myself as to who I am when I leave the broken body to enter that womb. But I'll only have a yearning to come to America. I'll only have the opportunity my father will be able to pay for it. And I'll go to fulfill it and come back to take over. Or come back into the broken body and suffer all the pain and consequences and build back from that. That was the option. I came to the conclusion very fast. That one I'm not familiar with. This one I'm familiar with, even though I'm lousy, messed up and did everything. I'm familiar with it. I'll take up my lousy, messed up body and work with it. So that was what I got. But years after, I met a man. He was from Ethiopia. And in the course of the conversation, he said, "I have a feeling I know you from someplace." I said, "Oh." He said, "When were you born?" He said, "In the month of June." And he gave me the date. I said, "What are you studying over here?" And he told me what you're studying. I said, "Do you have a cousin or a brother or a twin?" He says, "No, I have a cousin who was born on such and such a date in such and such a year. And he's over here studying business to go back to run his father's business." And I says, "Fantastic." He gives me the date. I fell off the building in Canada. I left my body busted up. And he gives me the exact time of year, the exact moment of the birth. It synchronized with my own exit. But a cousin was in another part of Los Angeles at the time. We were supposed to meet. We never got a chance to meet. But his cousin is an actual person studying over here, business administration, around the father's business. So that is what my mechanism brought me to realize. Reincarnation is valid, resurrection is valid, birth is valid, death is valid, and more than that, God became us. We don't become God, but we have to play these games of ego and non-ego. If we're not impatient, we will warrant one of the three conditions: resurrection over reincarnation, life over death. But if you're impatient, or misapplied decision will put it back into the process of going around in circles again and again. But we don't learn that through avoidance. You only learn it by facing it. So I prefer to come back, work through a broken body, to be able to have the ongoing experience of living to live, not living to die.
So, in terms of the structure of the body and its laws, I had to learn the hard way. But that's because that's my makeup. And I love it because I don't know of any way that a prodigal son is going to make it the easy way. I'm not the one that stays home and don't do nothing. I'm the joker that got to go down in the mud, find out if the pig is a pig. Go back, consider me. And daddy is not meeting me out of the mud, he's meeting me only halfway. You say the father met the son halfway, didn't go all the way and pull him out of the mud. Halfway simply means creative intelligence meets you at the point of deciding to stay in the body or not stay in the body. And that's the birth death syndrome. Often no reincarnating nor resurrection, that's dependent on your attitude to yourself. I'd rather plug it out than running from it.
Have you discovered how many bodies you've been in before this lifespan?
I didn't have to discover it, I was told. And I got a good brother who met me years ago. Then he walked in the room. He looked at me and he said, "Hi, brother, of 140,000 incarnations. This man is a highly respected teacher from India. He goes around teaching. His name is Sankeshwadas. But that's the way he greeted him. He wasn't a dead man at that level. Oh my God, he was a living man, but he was coming out of his education as a lawyer, graduating as a legal, and doing all kinds of researches in Eastern philosophies and science. But I knew we were going to meet. So when we did meet, that was how he greeted me. "Hi, brother. How are you talking in Kandy?" So you know how long I've been around. But let me put it this way. I'm not meeting people who I have not met before. It's no accident that the class is this small and not year big. Because year big is not where it's at. I'm only meeting those that have a connection to go back home into their, what they are, not for who they are. Time has come when many of us are going to break away from who we are to what we are. And there are always those working on different levels to make it obvious, for confirmation, to validate it. So I'm teaching a strange approach called soul nutrition. It's not primarily to correct problems in the world. It's merely to get you to realize that the miracles of the universe are not performed by you as we normally would have think in previous lives. We would love to perform miracles and possess a lot of objects, when in actuality, it's not valid. In actuality, the miracles are happening around you, but you aren't conscious. And until you recognize the timing, the greatest miracle is your health, which is your life. It will synchronize for you, and everything around you will begin to be prosperous for you. Your relationship will be more balanced with others. And last but not least, there's one thing about discovering what you are. The ongoing process is to fulfill a long time pledge by the creative principle, go forth and have dominion, not ownership, of the universe. Your right to phase in and phase out at the speed of light and not break down in their normal process of humanistic functioning is what Brother Jesus gave to all of us. He's already doing it, but he can't do it for us. He can only give us the techniques. There are a lot of sergeants and corporals left around to encourage the privates to stick with it. So I may be considered a little corporal in the brigade, trying to keep you hanging in there and don't panic. But you will make it.
You're more than a corporal.
All right.
General.
Solar nutrition is a work plan of how to interrelate with the environment without having to perform the magic and let the magic perform for you. So above all, what is the intricate quality of life is timing. The elements are all set up. It's funny, we couldn't place them in the other spectrum, they wouldn't fit. Yet we find them fitting in this definite spectrum, we find them fitting in definite organs. And yet with all the transplants, we're coming to realize nobody's dying from a heart transplant. They're dying from what? Malfunctioning of the dialysis machine, the kidney don't hold up. And when we look at the food that was lacking in their diet versus what they've overloaded on, it's comical. They will seldom eat the type of food that will help their kidney, those individuals. They'll always find some excuse and everything, but because they don't understand. Now we're trying to see how it's lining up. In the yellow, we have these six elements, the bulk of the 12, six. And again, in the green, we see those same six repeat themselves. And there are three more. Out of the three, one is a gas. I said before, hydrogen regulates the desire in you. Buddhistic teachings will tell you, nothing wrong with desire. Attachment to the desire is not valid. We have a right to have desire. And the word sire means to reproduce or to govern. Comprehend? Good. So it is very, very rational. De is to. That means to reproduce or govern. Hydrogen gives us that quality. If we don't recognize it, sooner or later your stomach will tell you pretty fast. And you've got cramps in your tummy. You're not desiring the right things. When you clean it out, then you come back and see that the miracles happen. Now, we have carbon, which is a residue that the body produces. Yet, strange as it may seem, carbon has two functions. One function, it blocks light. And another function, it will allow light to pass through. So the waste product is called a carbon dioxide. If it blocks light, that's the destructive end of the carbon. That's the charcoal end. If it allows light to pass through, it's called the constructive end of the carbon. And we call it a diamond. Of all the elements, is there anything stronger than diamond?
Supposedly the forest.
Good. But it takes a lot of heat to make a carbon into a diamond. It takes a lot of power to be tougher than a diamond. So the ancient man long wrote a manual called Developing the Diamond Body. It was called the Everlasting Man, or what you call physical immortality. It's not a new idea, it's not a new concept. The caterpillar did it. They just wrote it down and left it for us to discover it. And it's in most of your ancient cultures. It's on the walls of the pyramid, walls of the Aztec, all the way into China and India. Jesus went all that place, came back and demonstrated that the diamond body, carbon is inside you already, it's not outside. Pain is the fire that makes the transition. But there is no gas in this range other than the waste. Over here now in the green, we have the same six elements, but we have an extra gas called nitrogen. And we have chlorine, cleaning up fluid, an element that cleans, a mineral that cleans. And we have fluorine, a mineral that insulates the calcium. So if your calcium is breaking down from osteoporosis, that means your calcium is not getting sufficient fluorine to insulate it against the what? Iron. Congratulations. So if you feed the person some garlic, onions, and sardines at night, they ain't get no osteoporosis. I'm telling you because the sardines travel with the whale and go very deep. And there ain't no other fish that'll go deeper than the sardine. And there ain't no other marine life that'll go deeper than the whale.
Garlic,
One advantage with the marine life, let me put it this way, and the oil. Marine oil does not contribute to arthritic condition. It prevents arthritic condition.
What kind of oil?
Marine oil.
Fish oil.
Fish oil.
Oh, fish oil.
You see, we are so turned off as to all these things that we want to die. Be my guest, I've been there. You know, I hate to say this, but the horniest woman smells like a marine life.
Oh.
Wait a minute, Jeff, say that again. That sounded like
what does that mean? Is that bad?
Well, ask him.
It's the best odor the woman and the man can have in the bed. We don't realize what we say to ourselves and what we do. We think we have to shut it off. And then what? You get a lot of miscarriages and all kind of problems.
That's because the attraction of the cod.
Yeah. Not only that, but the body is marine, an egg. And these odors, when you put them in proper sync with the food you eat, you'll find the odor is not offensive. They're like perfume. That's one of the things of eating one time. You will be surprised that your body odors of what may seem as offensive is only offensive when it's all the time. When it's in sync, your saliva will taste like nectar. And the gods, who they talk about, is not an imagination. Your biological chemistry will, in a hormonal exchange in the act of sex, makes the saliva sweet. It makes the odors of the body integrate as perfume. But you don't know that till you fumble through the whole process.
Donald, you promised that with garlic too, huh?
That parsley combined.
It is, yeah.
Garlic and parsley combined.
You have to have parsley because the parsley has 9 elements and about 12 traces of minerals.
The chlorophyll in
neutralizing the 9 elements are contributive and the trace minerals are contributive. Biological perfuming
only at 8 o'clock at night.
You know that all of this solar nutrition makes me think of the fact that on the Mediterranean, the Balkans, we eat like that.
What?
In France, in the Mediterranean countries, we eat like this without having been told.
Right?
This is the way we all eat.
And
so this,
wine at night, you eat like that?
Well, except wine at night.
Toast.
But all of what he says there is here, the breast, this is exactly what we have over there.
Yes.
It's changed.
But well, it used to be that when I was So I would suggest Jimmy Giroir goes for wine in France.
We almost be more intelligent than us.
all been right all this time.
Let me put it this way.
Everything does a flip-flop.
The longevity ratio.
That's a good expression for these talks.
The longevity ratio.
No, I didn't say
it's
it.
It's not in America. It's just beginning in America. The longevity ratio was in Europe and in Asia. Because they were eating closer to that. There's just a few things that they went off because of the technical development this country came with. But they were closer to that natural rhythm. So, and they didn't have electricity to really create a lot of the problems. But the longevity patterning was already set to the solar concept, and they were doing it naturally from an agricultural observation. As we get more hair now, we begin to see where we made the mistake. I said, we don't suffer from malnutrition. We suffer from potluck eating. That is, putting the things which we consider lunar eating. You're mixing it up too long, out of context, and not respecting the process. We want to eat lunar 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. That's not practical. It's all right within the full moon time to do it. But the other time, there is a definite biological discipline that must be adhered to. Otherwise, you're going to be sick and you'll break down. And so, knowing both is an asset. But like the skin and the fruit.
That's why.
The skin insulates the fruit. The lunar is an expression of a break from the routine. So you have 7 days where you can take advantage of getting off the routine. Pregnant mothers do it. We see these things are all consistently doing it. So by and large, we have turned around our entire look at life in the last 8 or 10 years. To where we're becoming more self-conscious that we can't constantly break down the body by overindulgence. It's not gonna last. And we're coming to it more and more. In the green, we have 8 basic minerals and a gas. 6 are repeating themselves. But the gas in the green range is nitrogen. And no matter how we go and how we try to make a plant form from light by photosynthesis or photon synthesis, synthesizing the photon or focusing the photon in an enclosed area of darkness to trap the heat reaction on a liquid of a certain temperature to a crystalline base, the color will come out green. So it's called nitrogenous reaction. Or algae or photon relationship. So the nitrogen appears. And yet, if you don't have nitrogen, one of the strangest phenomena of the body is you start breaking down. And the more nitrogen you have, is the more you can stick things out. The less nitrogen you have, the sooner you lose the ability to stick things out. So what it tells us, nitrogen is a natural gas that stimulates your what? Willpower. Oxygen is the next gas, but before we go to oxygen, let's look back at hydrogen. Hydrogen stimulates craving, but it doesn't stimulate sticking things out. Nitrogen stimulates sticking things out. Carbon dioxide is the waste, and carbon dioxide has two functions, to block or pass light. So, we use carbon dioxide today to break down an object or preserve an object. So we see our own mechanism is already set up to have a biological cellular refrigeration to put it in a state of non-decomposition if we know how to trigger the contraction, deletion, or dilation rhythm. And that's where breathing comes back. We breathe in oxygen, we throw out carbon dioxide. The plants take in carbon dioxide, throw out oxygen. Nightshade plants do it half at a time, and they reverse. So that's a plus, yes, and a maybe. We ain't changing no laws, all we're doing is what? Learning how to function within our environment. We've got it all inside. The nitrogen is very important. Now that cancer comes in to show a defeating, a weakening effect on the cellular structure, the ability to live versus the ability to live and die. Once we program our thoughts to live and die, the body goes into a shutting down process. The nitrogen starts to get weaker. Once we program the body to live, the body gets stronger. The body accepts its responsibility. It starts increasing in willpower. The nitrogen starts to become, you start craving the food with nitrogen. Now, health food people, are they living to die? They wouldn't go to a health food store. Are they living to what? Live? Are they the ones who force the issue that people can get sprouted food today?
Mm-hmm. No? So we are instinctively creating our own healing process.
Yes.
Through the desire to live, which activates the desire for the nitrogen, which causes the need to live.
Yes, you've seen the transition in the last 8 years of the people who have been through the process prior to the transition, how they were operating, and now. You know, in the restaurant business, I mean, the health food business, how many people are constantly emerging now. Prior to years ago, if you wouldn't talk about health food, I remember when I was there, you couldn't get nobody to listen to you. But now, more and more, why? The younger people see the difference because why? Their bodies are not holding up as they wanted. And the elderly person also is realizing. So the ongoing future is not the removal of the organ, is the insulating mechanism to cope with the problems, to function better. And that's where we're going in the direction. But nitrogen was already there. Then we come to the blue range. When a baby is born and they cut the cord and he ain't holding, or she ain't holding that oxygen, what they call it? Yellow baby, red baby?
Blue baby.
Blue baby. Oh, blue baby. Ain't that funny? And yet oxygen is in the blue range. We see what homeopathic medicine is. It takes a blue to chase away the blues. So oxygen in the blue range is there to activate the cellular structure and to get it back on time and resonate on time. And we have fluorine. Fluorine is an insulator for calcium. So there we find our bodies are operating within a certain function. Now, there is no gas in nature that will make you conscious other than oxygen. Think of that. Pick all the gases in the world surrounding you that will provide the opportunity to be conscious and see if it will work. Not one of them will make you conscious except oxygen. And you know, if you don't breathe oxygen in, what do they do with you?
Put it in the ground.
And that's the end of your conscious reality as far as you're concerned.
Yes.
You're the next body that synchronizes with the oxygen, provides a replay of your fixations as memory.
So all those that you leave with, you take up right where you left off.
All those you've not settled.
Fixations.
Now you understand what Eastern man says, karma, Western man says, relativity. Every action, there's equal and opposite. What?
Yeah.
We didn't get away from it.
Opposite or equal reaction.
But oxygen, gas, that makes us conscious of what we are, not who we are. And then sometimes the mechanism that you're in ain't allowing you to come in, you shut yourself out of it. You ever lock yourself up in your car?
Yes. Is that why we put oxygen up the rectum? Because that's where our brain is?
Some of us.
You gotta start somewhere.
Only
the smart ass.
That's
good. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Why is it, I read what some of the teachers say, you know, they're going to come back in 8 years. And what, and you say something about, I don't understand about, we pick up where we left off.
Yeah.
What, I don't understand.
When you phase out of the mechanism by stopping the respiration, it's a moment in the clock. It's a moment in the day. It's a moment in the Earth's rotation. Just as much as when you came in to take in the breath through the nostril, it's a moment in the Earth's rotation, it's a moment in the day. So you are clocked in and clocked out. You can't come in and go out at the same time. So wherever you came in, that's where you left off in the other form to walk into this form. So you're picking up where you left off. You're not picking up where you didn't leave off. You know, nature don't have no such a malfunction. Everything is geared to time and sequential movement. So you may not realize that, you may not comprehend it. But let's say you're born the 12th of June, 1944. That's 12th of June, 1944, at 8 o'clock in the morning. Where were you at 12th of June, 1944 at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Might have been moving out of another mechanism.
Good.
Had to have been.
But you have one of the funny phenomena of nature, which is called a 72-hour extension. So, 72 hours before you actually came in, you were reviewing the entrance.
We're getting to rest in that time frame, gearing up for the new act.
And so Jesus had to go through the same 72 hour. The caterpillar goes through the same 72 hour to be a butterfly. You and I can't get around the 72. I could not get around the 72 hours if I tried when I left my body in 1955 in June on a Wednesday night. And looking at the body that I was going to go into, it's there waiting for me, plus this broken one, and the option appeared by those who were appearing and looking at me. And then when they all disappeared and I saw myself, I had the realization, I never become God, God became me. But that over there is God too, playing the who game, not the what game. Now, Adano, you've got to decide in your head, do you still want to play the who or the what? I said, well, let me play the what game for real now, because there's no other game to play. Give me this broken body, because I'm familiar with it. Otherwise, I'll take up the who over there and wait for 72 hours, go in there, phase down my cassette, as I call it, memory pack, and allow myself to adapt to speaking Ethiopian, and then come back to America to go and pick up and go to school. But because I'm familiar with this one, why wait 21 years to pick up where you left off? So pick them up right there and get on with it. You only have two things to look at. This is broken. This is going to be painful. It's going to cost money. So what are you going to do? You only got two options. Bear the pain and declare bankruptcy. So I declare bankruptcy. They got no money. So you want to throw me the garbage? It's been fine. Well, you know, I'll pay you later till I got it. They'll make a radio for you to pay later. Pain, fine. I fought with the pain. They could have given me the drugs, but he promised he was going to stick the morphine into me, or up on the out, to phase down the pain from the broken bones. I refused the morphine when the nurse came. I said, doc, I don't want no drugs. But again, my fixation or my martial training, I'm not going to take no drugs from my body. And there I am, fighting with the chemistry of my body. But you know something? It's better to struggle than not to struggle at all. For one thing, nobody in this room is a loser. Everyone is a winner because you struggle to come out to get born. And from the losing sperm get born yet. But you may have forgotten. You may never remember the agony. But when you do reevaluate, you are a winner. So when that young fellow come out, you rub his head and say, you're a winner. And that will set the focus of the consciousness.
Donna, I have to go. I got to change the subject a minute because I got one of these and I want to understand. I've got two questions. You have asterisks by some things. I don't know what they mean.
That is food that allows you not to gain weight.
If you want to go on a diet.
If you want to eat and not gain weight in each life cycle, if you want to eat food and not gain weight in the three life cycles, breakfast, lunch, and supper, those foods will prevent you from gaining weight until your body normalizes for whatever it has to eat a bit. But those are the functional weight loss foods. That is for therapy where you have a problem of cleaning and you're not able to go to a colon irrigator and you have a problem inside. If you eat one food 3 times a day for 3 days straight, it will start a normalization pattern for you so you can get the colon irrigation. But the colon irrigation is a series. And the reason why they give the oxygen, you ask, is because you want to give it the 4 points of the colon to reactivate the constriction level on the flexures. Otherwise, you wouldn't really need it. But it's the flexures that are involved. Then as they start dissipating and throwing off the waste matter, and the fluid that goes up in water into the rectal area doesn't go into your stomach. So that's an erroneous notion on the part of the patient. The therapist knows it doesn't go in the stomach, and he knows that the colon, the lower part of it where the waste matter is insulated with a high-thick film of insulating membrane, so no water really percolates through. But then the waste matter gets locked into it and has to be broken loose gradually. And the oxygen is a means like a hydrogen peroxide effect to get it to phase off.
So you mean any one of these items only by itself or a three-day period?
That's in case you can't go to a colon irrigator.
Yeah, second guess.
Yeah, right. Exactly. This is not nature's natural laxative. What it's doing is informing your endocrine system.
Oh, these are all laxatives.
Informing it's informing your enzymic functions that you're going on a cleanup program.
Oh, okay.
Then the brain takes over, the endorphins take over, they start to work in alignment with the hormones to do the normal cleaning. Instead of fighting or rejecting and making a fermentation, they will start working to eliminate the dead waste that is trapped up in there, that they themselves locked down because of your incorrect decisions of putting in food. But then when you go that way, you've decided now to clean the body automatically. So we take 3 days because it's a polaristic function, a plus, a minus, a neutral.
So why? So why are special foods, miso, sauerkraut, tamari, and then why do you have veggie meats only eat if you have to?
That is for people who complain of the yeast infection.
Candida.
Candida. Anytime they complain of breaking down of their system and they can't find rational ways to correct it, these foods are set up. In the first place, miso was the only food that the body would accept in a radiation burn. It would not accept any other food. This is some of the body. And the Miyakoshi lived at the time when Nagasaki and Hiroshima were bombed. And there's where they discovered the miso. The burnt person whose body is burnt with the radiation will not accept, the body will not accept no food. That's a funny phenomenon. You just throw it out back. But it will hold down miso in this colon and it will help in rebuilding the tissues. And then the natural biological iodine will start phasing in from the seaweed in the miso. But it won't take no other food. And so we have from that standpoint a benefit now. We may not have to be burnt by radiation to benefit from miso, but we can use miso as a means to phase out hypothyroidism or a hypothyroidism. We can use it to phase out certain conditions of skin reactions to the environment. So those are foods that periodically can be put into the system to help keep a stable mechanism.
Okay. And virgin meats only eat if you have to.
Yes, because the human body is not 100% what? Alkaline, not 100% acid. So when you say that you don't want to touch any other form of food that would be contributive to a lifestyle, it's not 100% valid. Because you may need an egg, you may need a piece of fish, and just a little would be essential to stabilize the acidity balance. So if you have to want to avoid touching the beef or the fish and only want to use the egg, you can use the veggie meat to compensate for the fish or the beef along with the egg.
So that's what you mean, only eat? Yeah.
Well, you don't want to eat meat.
Okay. She does, that's true.
And therefore you want to eat something in place of meat. The veggie is a compensation or a substitute for the meat. If you have
to. Because of meat worm.
But if you can eat the meat now.
Oh, I see. So I want you to go to the source first.
If you do eat the meat, you don't have a problem.
Right.
But if you don't want to, because some people have a lifestyle they don't want to, so then eat the veggie meat. It'll taste like meat. The only thing, it doesn't have uric acid and it doesn't have adrenaline.
But only use it to balance your system?
Yeah.
Not on a regular basis?
No. Because sometimes people get bored. You got to allow for that. So when the lunar time comes around, you can take a little egg or something else to just satisfy the urge.
Right.
In other words, solar isn't making you fixated, it's just providing you all the opportunities when to do it.
Options and variety.
Right. There's no fixations in it because you have all two periods, lunar and solar, where you can do the thing and not be affected by it. And if you're in doubt, pray over it, but don't abuse the prayer because they're the one that may let you down, believing that you can get by with it all the time. Knowledge plus prayer is better than prayer without knowledge. And that doesn't say you don't have love for God or you don't have the devotion for Him. But He's the type of guy who said, look, I send you two boats and a helicopter, why the hell did you use it? Maintain the boat on the ridge top. It's already ready to fall. I can't stop it all the time. It's miraculous to stop the rain, right? But common sense will tell you to use a boat and a helicopter to save the human life.
What would you tell someone with skin cancer to eat miso every day?
A person with skin cancer, I would advise them to stay more with the raw vegetables and less of the cooked vegetables and less of the cooked meat. Stay more to marine life. Eat as much raw sprouting grain vegetables for the high nitrogen content. And stay close to all the seaweed for the iodine.
What about cold pressed olives and stuff like that?
All that is valid. But you see, the thing is this, when you have a skin cancer, 9 times out of 10, the body has gone off of time schedule over the years of eating incorrectly the input, and then you have traumas. If you look back, where did the skin cancer appear? On the right side of the body or the left side of the body first?
Left.
Then you have a trauma with your father. because your right side, you have trauma with your mother. And then you have to check it out, what aggravates you with your father. Because a cancer is called a disease without cause. And cause in reference to the diminishing nitrogen. But the trauma being from the father would have to do with a resentment, disappointment, or a broken promise.
The body repeated skin cancer.
Well, it's where it first began, in the eye, face, where?
Behind the ear.
Behind the ear.
In the head. Oh, in the head.
You never measure up to daddy.
I work with my father.
Okay, you. That's why I say you never. He can never see you measuring up to him.
Right.
That, so he's saying you're not listening to him. So the shock of being reminded in different ways, the slant remarks, registers upon that part of the anatomy. And he is the donor of the sperm. You are the end product of a sperm and an ovum. So one part of your anatomy can take the shock, the beating. And that's where it's going to end up, to keep you to look at yourself. And behind your ears is, you're not listening to what I'm saying to you, son, you're still going to make muck up. Because the daddy is never going to feel you're competent. So in the olden days where I grew up in the jungle, as soon as you reach 13 years of age, you got to go wrestle with your daddy. In this society, it's not looked upon as something practical. They may call it bar mitzvah, but for the Jewish people, but among the Mongol, we had to wrestle with the daddy and pin him on the floor in front of the family. And it was a celebration thing. This is true. The mother is sitting there, she's rooting for you. She's not rooting for daddy. She's rooting for you to wrestle with your daddy. And he will wrestle with you and he'll toss you all around the place, but eventually in the end, you'll pin him on them. Hey, great boy, good. I'm glad you're a winner. That's the young bull matching with the big bull, you know, in the barnyard.
Right.
And then he comes out and says, now you're a man, you got to smoke like me. So he picks out a cigar and he hands you, you don't have a cigar, you have a cigar. You never smoke a cigar in your life. But you don't know, he's tricking you into all the gimmicks.
You have to smoke.
Right.
He's tricking you.
In front of everybody because you want to play the role of a man. Okay. And then he pours you out a drink. And those real solid rum, you know. So big jug, everybody's got. Okay, so pow, right. Hops up, right, buddy. And daddy. And if you. So what do? You try to imitate daddy. Till next day you wake up, what happened? Daddy is there, mom is there. You okay, son? Yeah. He says, well, you know what it takes to be a man, eh? You have no anguish with your daddy and your mom no more.
I'm going to have to remember that.
So you're cured of feeling that you've been put upon or abused by daddy. So when he tells you anything, well, you're ready to stand on your own two feet. But my dad would never criticize me after that. That was the end of all the criticism. If you made a mistake, you'd find it. You're a man, you take your consequences. So after a while, you begin to reevaluate. Shucks, my dad is great, you know. I really owe it to him for putting me in a. I'm going to show him I'm going to really make up. And then you really begin to become efficient. And so this is the reason why a condition like that would occur. If.
But a person has to be predisposed to that weakness
yeah.
in some way.
Well, that's what they call the cultural makeup disease. Some cultural makeup don't allow you to recognize.
Yeah. I had a lot of skin cancer. My whole family was dark, but I was light. Never could tan. And today, I'm bored of the sun.
So, the best thing is...
You say that again? You bored.
Bored the sun.
Paint the space.
You're the sun.
Yeah, the sun above.
Oh.
And I noticed that the use of cold press awls seems to work against me. Margarine or anything like that is bad.
Let me show you something.
Margarine
is not
cold
press. Well,
facing the sun
and not coping with it is just an outward symbol to the therapist to tell him you're not facing your father. You're not coping with him. Your father is still pulling the big bull over the young bull in the barn. And once you realize that, that that's his role, you see, that's why in our culture we have to rest with daddy to break that kind of a mental syndrome pattern. And then he would greet you and do all things, and then from there, it's because in your father's mind, he's still holding on that you're a boy. He can't see you as a man. So this particular reaction is registering on your pigmentation in your own body. And you're going to always feel that you're not measuring up, so you can't face. And so it comes up in the skin. And that's an electromagnetic transfer from the father's own consciousness to his own offspring. So the more you realize what is involved in the trauma, then you have to reverse the process by simply looking at the mirror and saying to yourself, daddy is looking back at daddy. And it's not son looking back at daddy. And that would set the thought process phase down, the distortion in your skin, phase down the distortion in your chemistry. You're putting your chemistry out of alignment. Things are moving too slow. Otherwise, it will phase off. If your chemistry is not going slow, it wouldn't appear. If it was going on time, it wouldn't appear. But it's because it's going slow in some way to interface with your dad's picture of you, it is appearing. You got to reverse that. That's what we call self-therapy. Or you can talk it out. That's what Jesus would call group therapy. In the talking it out of yourself with others, you see the pattern is how much can you express yourself in front of your dad without feeling vulnerable, and yet treat them as an equal person to yourself. These are the phased up techniques that one uses. And then what you call a cancer or disease without cause, the nitrogen, which is the willpower to face the situation, begins to speed up. The deficiency of nitrogen is a weakening of the willpower. No matter how you look at it, willpower is still weaker when you put in a situation to be a son in reference to a father. His will always be over-dominating. But you have the option of saying, okay, it's my dad, it's his business, he's calling the shots. He may throw a lot of obstacles in my way to remind me that he built the business and I was there. But in the end, who's going to run it when he phases out? Who he expects to run it when he phases out? The person who he's trying to build it for, though he doesn't admit it to himself. But the person who's going to inherit it to run it, to provide for the mother or others, it's going to be you, the one who is on the study. Do you see it? And that's the reason they're going to be active by it. But then that, again, it's nitrogen in your own body that you have to confront. So you don't